At this point, with these two agents, palbociclib and ribociclib approved, how do you choose between them?
So that's a challenging question, as ribociclib just got its approval in March. I think what we look at is what's going to be most efficient for our patients and help our patients with compliance. I do think ribociclib has a very nice patient starter pack in terms of how they're packaging the compound. So for palbociclib, we have different pill strengths. For ribociclib, it's the same strength. It's just a change in the number of pills. So, you know, when I look at patients, we look at copays when you're changing actually a dose for palbociclib. For some healthcare plans, that's another copay change. Whereas in the ribociclib, it's a 200 milligram tablet. You take three of them, two of them, or one of them, and they're packaged very conveniently in a blister package. Also comes with the endocrine therapy. And so I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's what's more convenient for the patient in terms of it's going to increase their compliance, their ability to pay for changes in the dosing as needed. Now, I will say for ribociclib, there's additional monitoring that distinguishes itself from palbociclib as well. And so we do want to be aware, although there were no issues in the Mona Lisa trial with QTC, the recommendation is for monitoring a baseline EKG with the QTC and then at 2 weeks and 4 weeks. And so I think there are various programs now where the support can come to the patient. The patient doesn't even have to come to the clinic to help look at both the lab effects and looking at the EKG. So I think, you know, we always look at cost and how are these going to come out. And at the end of the day, I think it's always what's going to work best for the patient and help the patient be the most compliant with the recommendations.
You mentioned that abemaciclib is a little bit different, maybe less neutropenia, more diarrhea. The dosing is different. The schedule is different. But also, the other thing that's kind of interesting about abemaciclib as opposed to the other two is responses have been seen with just that agent alone. Can you talk about that and kind of what it means to you?
So the original trial with abemaciclib as monotherapy from the MONARCH 1 trial actually showed a response of about 19 to 20% just as a single agent. These were in pretreated metastatic breast cancer patients that had to have had two or more chemotherapies. And so not really in a hormone receptor positive population that you would expect a lot of benefit from a single agent, targeted agent.